Vincent and I rarely agree on anything, especially on painting. Despite all my efforts, I couldn't disentangle from his disordered brain a logical reasoning behind his opinions. Between two such beings as he and I, the one a perfect volcano, the other boiling inwardly, some sort of struggle is preparing. Vincent, look, I've painted you with your beloved sunflowers. Do you even realize I wake in the night to find you towering over me? Vincent, you must accept that you are unwell.
It's a far, far better thing that I do than I have ever done. It's a far, far better rest that I go to than I have ever known.
Dad is stung on his right testicle. The first any of us are aware of the incident is a bellow of pain,
ow!
Followed by a shout of,
oh, Jesus Christ!
Dad staggers to his feet, completely naked, his thighs imprinted with the pattern of hundreds of pebbles and his flaccid penis waving like a wall sausage in the direction of a family of nearby picnickers. It might have been midnight, or perhaps earlier. Or later, for I had taken no note of time, when a sob, low, gentle, but very distinct, startled me from my reverie. I felt that it came from the bed of ebony, the bed of death.